we have a lot of irrigation on our farm, and not because this is an irrigated area or we need it, but it's more of an insurance policy for years like this, obviously. What we found is that the irrigation really didn't help that much this year, because the overriding thing for us was pollination. Pollination corn, when it's above 90, is not viable, doesn't pollinate. You're using one row out of five to pollinate to make your crosses. And if that pollen's not there, when the silk's ready, and you know, you got two different varieties, so one silk comes when it wants to come, and the pollen can come sometimes else, and you'll have certain varieties that didn't pollinate very well.
And have you seen some varieties? Are you dealing with some drought tolerance here that have been able to pollinate, or were more possible here?
A lot depends. It's just the variety, and then the inbreds don't really work. You know, they what they do versus what a hybrid will do the next year doesn't always correlate very well, and so it's mainly just kind of luck of the draw on some of these. But you know, it's when you got varieties that you really want, and then they take a big hit as far as getting, you know, 25% or 30% of what you're expecting, it's tough.
It's,
you know,
very tough.
But we got a lot of varieties. We're gonna do some winter production, you know, to make up for it.
So you will have supply?
Yeah, oh yeah. Supply is going to be pretty good. It's just, for us, it'll be more, certain varieties could potentially be tight.
Okay.
You know, and
when a producer is selecting the hybrids for next year, this is hopefully an aberration of the year. But is there something that you should take into special consideration when choosing the hybrids for next year?
This year is, basically, you're going to throw a lot of plots out that are just too stressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get some readings as far as variety selection out of bad plots, and you do want some bad plots because they're not always good years. But when you get to this part, you know, when you get this bad of conditions, you know, and if you're looking at, you know, corn plots where you're yielding 70 bushels an acre, it doesn't tell you much other than it survived.
Yeah.
And you can tell that with other plots that are a little better. It's a case, and kind of soybeans were like that last year, where last year the later ones were actually yielding less than the earlier varieties just because of the season, and that's not realistic. Most of the time it's completely opposite. And so you got to look at plots like that, and you kind of have to discount them a little bit as far as, that's just not normal.
Have there certain maturities in corn that fared better through this than the other maturities?
From what we're seeing, it's probably going to be planting date is probably a little bit more important as far as certain, you know, early, late. It's probably going to have more effect on yield than maturities. Some guys, if they planted later and they got that rain, one that was a little, you know, earlier in its maturity, it's going to take advantage of it. I think, like in this area, guys who really work the ground hard, they're taking the hit, you know, because it just opened the soil up too much. They couldn't retain the moisture like a no-till or a minimally tilled fields were. Yeah, so they'll take the beating this year. But
let's talk about soybeans. Now, obviously, they've so far fared a little better. What are you seeing in here?
In our area, I'm not really too concerned about the soybeans as far as taking a hit. They'll be down probably 5-6 bushels off of normal yield. But you know, we got that last rain in July. That really helped, you know, and August is really what determines if your soybeans survived July and you get rain in August, that takes care of, yeah, usually finishes them off. And we're kind of seeing that right now. This will probably be a case where definitely the later varieties will fare better because they're still filling pods. There's a lot of heat, you know, a lot of good conditions. As long as they're keeping that moisture, you know, the later stuff is going to do really good. And you can see it in our plot here. That's going to be pretty significant, I think.
Are you going to see more four bean pots?
What you're probably seeing is when you get four beans, it's either everything's really going good, which is possible, or you're just getting, you had some kind of stress conditions where some of the nodes didn't actually put pods on at all. then you get a shot of rain and they start putting pods on, and then, you know, there's no energy with those other nodes going into.
So it goes into the existing pods.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a little bit really hit or miss. I haven't really seen anything that says this should be a four bean pod year, other than, you know, some of the obvious stuff.
Look.
Yeah.
Now, what, here again, when they're selecting next year's soybeans, anything in particular to take into consideration that you learned this year?
Plotsville should be pretty telling as far as stress. Again, if they got made it to August, you're going to see, you know, decent yields. You're not going to see wildly good yields, but these will be a year where you take a higher, much more faith in the stress tolerance of beans, which is good. Which you know, it's good for your selection process. You know, you do want stress, you do want bad conditions, you know, because they're going to be there.
You can
one
see
way
you can stand it.
Yep.
Talk about alfalfa. You've got a nice looking stand here. Overall, good stands this year.
Yeah, that probably got hit just the most as far as moisture goes. You know, all the grazing, you know, all the early hay crops. You know, the first crop looked really good. Second crop was next to nothing. You know, now you got third and fourth crops. They're getting the rain, so they're making some up. But, then, you know, alfalfa, to be honest, you know, from what I've seen, actually pulls through in years like this better, just because it's got such a deep taproot.
Do you expect much of a plant loss off of this, or it should withstand it?
The plant loss, I don't expect anything from that. And really, didn't really see much for diseases, didn't see much for insects on alfalfa. So it's, I think mainly it's just they got, you know, that really hot early June and July.
Pushed it back.
Probably took a loss there, but it's trying to make up for it now. We'll see if it does.
You mentioned that you had traveled across Wisconsin here. What do you see overall? I mean, you're going to be looking at it more critically than the average Joe out there. What do you see across the state?
Well, it's right now it's really obvious. Lighter soil, wherever you see lighter soil, hills, it's burnt up. You know, and then the better soils, the heavier soils, weathered the storm better. Nice thing, Wisconsin for the most part is better off than other states.